The managing editor of the Insight newspaper, Kwesi Pratt, says the new leaders in Libya may not go free for assassinating Colonel Muammar Gaddafi. He said human rights abuses that are taking place in the country under the watch of the NCC paint a bleak future for Libya. Mr. Pratt told Radio Ghana that the new Libya could be worse off because of the clamor by Western countries to have shares in the country's oil.
Every people have a right to determine what they think that democracy is and to apply democracy according to their own law. There are indications, however, that the new Libyan society would have many, many challenges. The assassination of Gaddafi is clearly an illegal act, and the Amnesty International Africa Watch and the United Nations have all expressed concerns about the indication that the rule of law is not being applied in the new Libyan society. Now, it's important also to recognize that several Africans are being held in Libyan jails without trial and without charge on suspicion that they were supporters of Gaddafi. Indeed, today, if you happen to be a black person and you walk the streets of Libya, you are in deep trouble. That is not a sign of democracy. That's a sign of racism. And I think it's important that attention is drawn to all of these clear violations of the rights of people.
There is this issue of the son of Gaddafi, al-Islam. He is reported to have vowed to revenge his father's death. Are we going to see peace in Libya?
But it's not just about Saif Islam alone. It's also about the ethnic equation in Libya. Even among the fighters of the National Transitional Council, it is clear that the fighters in Misrati are not in agreement with the fighters from Benghazi. It is clear that supporters of Gaddafi in Sirte and in Tripoli have not given up. So it is likely that there may be some disturbances in Libya, even after the so-called liberation of Libya. And indeed, everybody who knows Libya very well can predict safely that it has not come to an end. It's only the beginning.
Libya is a desert land. They don't have much apart from the oil. And now it appears the foreigners or the West taking over the oil. Is Libya going to be worse off?
You know, the man-made river, which was created by Gaddafi, has completely transformed Libya. Now, Libya can talk about some agriculture in spite of the fact that it lies in the desert. But of course, you're right. The most important thing that Libya has is its oil. And that is being shared among the Western countries. France alone is claiming 35% of Libyan oil. That's a sign of worry. Again, it's to be expected that very soon they will begin to implement the structural adjustment program. The West is going to insist on the privatization of all state enterprises and the withdrawal of subsidies on essential services like health, education, and so on. That should impose some considerable hardship on the Libyan people. And I don't see peace coming to Libya pretty soon.
Mr. Pratt condemned the public display of the body of Colonel Gaddafi. He said apart from it being un-Islamic, the treatment does not augur well for national reconciliation.
The new Libyan administration says that it should be guided by Islamic law. Indeed, Islam frowned on the display of dead bodies in public places for public viewing. In fact, some members of the National Transitional Council had themselves beginning to talk about how the treatment of Gaddafi's body is un-Islamic. Certainly, no matter what, Gaddafi has tremendous support in the Libyan society. And without the help of NATO, it is inconceivable that any force could have defeated Gaddafi within Libya. The treatment of his body does not augur well for the future. It doesn't augur well for national reconciliation, and it is exciting sensibilities across the world. I think this is a bad sign.
Managing editor of the Insight newspaper, Kwesi Pratt, in that interview with George Asekwe.